and especially considering, you know, what was alleged to have gone on with Trump and all of this attempt to interfere with Ukraine and all of that, the type of thuggish behavior, what I call gangster diplomacy, you know, doesn't even compare, I think, to what the claims of Iraq's prime minister were in this situation. And basically, to give a quick overview, a lot of this has to do, according to Iraq's prime minister Abdul Mahdi, has to do with efforts at the U.S. to try and, or by the Trump administration, to get Iraq to agree to a very unfavorable deal or an exchange of oil revenue for reconstruction projects that would be completed by the U.S. But what ended up happening is that because that was considered unfavorable by the prime minister, well, the offer that Trump had made, which was that the U.S. wanted 50% of all of Iraq's oil revenue in exchange for completing reconstruction projects to which the U.S. had already committed, to do what had been dragging their feet on doing. There was a counter offer that was made by China that was to do the same reconstruction projects, but in exchange for about 20% of Iraq's oil revenue.